One of my favorite gardens in Manitou Park is the Japanese Gardens. The only entrance that is generally open is the main gate just off the Bernard Street parking lot. Once inside the gate, walk around the garden, starting by going to the left. When this was part of the Manitou Zoo from 1905 to 1932, this is where the ostrich, emu, and kangaroo lived. There are pictures in the Spokesman Review and the Spokane Daily Chronicle that show ostrich standing in the snow, which is a very interesting sight. Nagu Sakari designed the park. He has designed 166 parks all over the world. The park was designed in 1963 and opened in May 1974. Sakari was struck by a stroke in the early days of park construction, which paralyzed the left side of his body. He continued to come to the site to oversee in his wheelchair. When it was announced that he had been stricken, school children in Spokane helped send him letters and pictures to make him feel less homesick. His son came to help finish the park. The park was to have a tea house, but that was never built. To build it, the Bernard Street driveway entrance would need to be closed. There was not enough money. The waterfall was dedicated in 1970. Before the pond was filled, two Girl Scouts from Japan blended water from Spokane and Nishinomiya and added that to the pond. As you pass the pond on your right, you should see the 7-foot Japanese lantern just in front of you to the left of the entrance facing Bernard Street. This lantern is over 100 years old and called Spring Sun. In 1981, another 100-pound lamp was stolen from the gardens. The island in the pond once had two bridges that crossed it. One was zigzagged and the other was straight. The zigzagged one is to help people pause while crossing and to confuse evil spirits. In 1976, there was a controversy in the renaming of the park from the Spokane Japanese Gardens to the Spokane Nishinomiya Gardens. The name was officially changed again to the Nishinomiya Tsukawa Japanese Gardens after the Japanese businessman who helped make the gardens possible. In 1977, that same businessman donated cherry trees for the park. To prepare Spokane residents for the Japanese gardens, Paul E. Jones wrote an article in the Spokesman Review explaining the differences between the Japanese gardens and the gardens that most people were accustomed to. And he said, quote unquote, "The difference is probably timelessness. Where the American garden changes in form and shape and places, great stress on seasonal color produced by annual and perennial flowers, the Japanese garden is little changing from one season to the next. While color is not frowned upon by the Japanese, it is more likely to come in a flowering tree or shrub, which will be a permanent focal point in the design. Several elements such as rock, gravel, and sand, unpainted wood, and long-lasting, slow-growing evergreen trees are treasured with deep affection. The garden should have a sense of quiet and tranquility and appearance of age." This was in the Spokane Chronicle, May 24th, 1974. Due to the harsh Spokane winters, the Japanese gardens are closed from November 1st to April 1st.